This is Derek from Stearns Bank, back with the answers to Husky Halftime Trivia. Question number one, which former brothers at Albany went on to play college football at NDSU? The answer is B, Dick and Chad Poonsock. Dick played at NDSU from 1986 to 1990 and won three national championships. Chad played at NDSU from 1990 to 1994 and won one national championship. Question number two, in the history of Albany football, how many times has Albany had two 1,000-yard rushers in the same year? The answer is C, three times. Mike Schminda and Todd Thielman of the 1983 team, Eric Wimmer and Daryl Goble of the 1989 team, and James Lehner and Ben Grutch of the 2000 team.
Derek Meyer, I guess we know our answers now. So we nailed the Poonsack one.
You know, I'm calling shenanigans here.
Why is that?
Rothstein is right. The Bauer Sports Deck is right. And I'm coming across like, I mean, I should have known all this.
Well, it's going to get tougher as the weeks go on, Gilly.
I'm calling shenanigans. I'm going to request a little internal investigation on this.
Now, the 89 team was a championship team, too, was it not?
I should have known that
one. And Chad Poonsack was, I think, Minnesota's player of the year. Poonsack was. He ended up at NDSU, and I did know that.
I just remember one play against Tino Grace. It was where he had the football, and they were like holding him by his jersey and pulling it back like a oxen, you know, back in the day. That's one thing that stands out.
Well, and I thought you had the inside track here on the next question with the 1,000-yard rushers, because you asked me, can you name all the former fullbacks?
And you said Grutch earlier. Shame on me.
But you wouldn't have thought him to go for 1,000 yards, right?
Shame on me. I should have known better. I'm sorry, Ben. That's my bad.
And you went with zero.
I thought it was a trick question, okay? I feel just as bad as you do.
That's how Joe, thank goodness for multiple guests, made it through high school. Right, Joe?
I have no
A, B, C, or D. You are 500. And that'll get you a diploma.
And I punted a lot, yeah. Okay, we'll take that.
Hey, thank you again to Steve and Derek, our halftime trivia here on KASM. They ensure me that the questions will get tougher because Joe has had an easy ride through the first four games.
Oh, yeah, no, it's easy. You're going to make it tougher for you guys. All right, guys, we may have to turn the tide here and give them some financial questions down the road.
I still like the question earlier about which team leads in the most hard count penalties. That would be a lot of research.
Oh, we're getting comments saying, good job, Randy. Randy, you're so smart. Oh, come on. Lisa, come on. I thought you're on my side. Man. Hey, we got some other scores. Yellow Medicine East, a leading Sauk Center, 16-7. We have Becker leading Zimmerman, 12-10 at the half. Piers leading Eden Valley Watkins, 21-14. Litchfield leading Dassel, 8-0. Ricori leading Tech 14-12.
All right, Little Falls going to kick off to the Albany Huskies. It's the Flyers getting set to come out onto the field. Again, a reminder, stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. We'll name your Don's on 94 and Three Peppers Mexican Grill. Is that defensive player of the game?
Offense is Don's on 94. Three Peppers. Defense is Albany A&W.
Albany A&W is defense. Okay.
Lisa, we love you too. Thanks for listening.
Is that a relative of mine?
No, but obviously, I guess a friend, which I'm surprised to find.
All right.
Well, I'll take E on that too, Randy.
Back deep for the Albany Huskies, Carter Huberty, Alex Wolf, a couple of the up man, Parker Reeland, Derek Meldsmoen, as kicking it off for the Little Falls Flyers will be number one. He's got a nice white uniform, Wyatt Lillimo, and Carter Huberty returns that kick up to about the 35 line. Got those moving and 5 yards. He slipped and dove. And
doesn't that surprise you? Three times that happened, 1,000-yard rushers, two of them. For some reason, that baffles me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, never going to get over that.
Well, you got to look at the offense, Joe.
It's been designed as a rush offense
all those years, with the exception probably of Steve Schiffler's year where Steve liked to put it up in the air.
Oh, wow,
right?
Shots have been fired now. Wow.
And Steve probably knows all the passes he threw over the years, and Probably knows his completion percentage,
Let's
too.
Let's get
right?
back to the game before we get no more questions at halftime anymore.
Second down and six.
There was the line, and you took a step over it.
Ethan Hilla pitching to Alex Wolf, a sweep to the left. Wolf turns it upfield, has the first down, and a few extra yards as he is over the 45 to about the 46, maybe even the 47-yard line. They're going to spot it right on the 47, first and 10 Huskies.
That was just downright mean.
Well, I could have said it about Will Seiler, too, but he's up in the booth next to us, and I don't want to.
You keep this up. I'm doing play-by-play next week, so just keep rattling off.
First down, 10, Albany. Here's the handoff. Going to go to Wolf again. To that left side. Wolf pushed out of bounds in the Flyer bench. Over mid, the Flyer 49-yard. 13-0, Albany with the lead over Little Falls.
Alex, 17 carries and 73 yards here in the game.
Second down, about six. Hilla works under center, goes with that hard count again, just about jumping off sides as Huberty takes the handoff, and Carter Huberty close to a first down inside the 45 to about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, you got to give it to him that time.
They're going to spot that one very close, and the officials looking at this one, eyeing it up. Oh, what is there a penalty on the play, or no, they're going to measure it here.
They're just going to measure.
Yeah, okay. Now stretch it out, and yes it is. Hey, you got to give it to him.
Still doesn't make me feel much better, but thank you.
Did Joel Bauer ever play football?
Oh, wow.
Did they let him touch the ball?
Wow.
Oh, well, I was just going to, you know.
Send your letters and postcards, P.O. Box 160 to Awesome Radio.
First and 10, Wolf the carry. Wolf down to the 40.
I'm not even going to walk out with you after the game tonight.
Pick up. 2nd and 8. I'll tell you what. Albany's last home game, I parked over by Mastermark Plastics. When I left the game, they had the gate locked. Here's Parker Reelin taking the handoff, and Parker down to about the 36-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, Reelin, his first carry tonight, about 4 yards.
So, I'm going to find my way out of this complex, Joe, with my car parked on the south side.
You're not getting help from me.
Locked in. 3rd down, about 3. Baxson and I. Here's the handoff. Going to go to Wolf, and he's going to be brought down. A loss on the play of about a yard, and it's going to bring up 4th and 4 for the Huskies. That ball going to be sitting 37 of Little. Opening drop. Huskies here in the second half. Action 13-0 Albany.
Yeah, Erdman in on the tackle, the big linebacker for the Flyers.
Huberty in for the Huskies. That big offensive line, those white pants, nice and dirty. Two back set for Albany. Here's Huberty. Little ball fake. Throws a pass out in the flat and has his receiver. That's Wolf. Alex Wolf takes the pass from Carter Huberty. He has a first down right around the 20-yard line.
I mean, it's about as backyard football as you get that play because, I mean, Carter had to dodge a couple guys and then all of a sudden kind of looked up and said, hey, I'm just going to throw the football in. And I know that's the play, but it's kind of neat. That gives him a little creativity in that backfield to do stuff like that. Second or third time we've seen that tonight.
Backyard play. Three back set. Hand off to Devin Wenning. And Wenning picks up a yard or two.
Devin, 8 carries, 37 yards.
The 18-yard line, the line of scrimmage.
Play number 9 unofficially coming up on this drive.
13-0. Rained most of the afternoon, and then the rains let up right about 6 o'clock tonight, and things have definitely been drying out a little bit. Here's Hilla. Pump fake over the middle, swings it out to Huberty down the right sideline. Carter goes, and he's hit and knocked out of bounds right around the 10-yard line. It'll be very close to another hustle. That was second down and eight there.
Yeah, nice job by Hilla. A few different options. You look at Huberty, a James Lehner-esque kind of move with him, you'd say, his body language, how he runs?
Yeah, his legs probably not as strong as Lehner's. Lehner was built like a block, just about. He was solid. Here's the Huskies on third and short. And first for the Albany Huskies, Ethan Hilla will get the 10-yard line.
Unofficially, Albany 16 first downs. They got Little Falls for just two.
And the Flyers, you said unofficially, 24 yards in the first half.
That would be correct, yes.
Wow. First down 10. Here's the ball being kept by Hilla. And Ethan Hilla.
Hilla, the ball carrier.
Close to the five. It'll be second down and about five.
Hilla, 10 carries, 26 yards here in the ballgame.
That ball placed at the 6-yard line. Meldsmoen comes in. Huskies have had the ball here from the opening kick in the second half. Have really controlled this drive. Handoff will go to Wolf, and Wolf will be brought down at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and about six.
I just got word your tires no longer hold air. Just came in.
Third down and six. Well, it's like Clue. Who did it? There's a lot of people who could have done it now.
I remain silent. I want to drive home yet tonight.
6.5 minutes to play. Third and six. Hilla will bootleg out. Wolf blocking in front of him. There's a penalty flag thrown as Hilla lands at the 5-yard line, and we'll probably see a hold out in front of Hilla running the football.
Yeah, that nasty four-letter word, hold it. I think that's where it's coming there that time. Going to push him back.
Illegal block in the back. I think Alex kind of led the charge there, and the defender turned on Alex, and you know, you get all that momentum built up, and they're going to push this one back to right around the 17, close to the 18-yard line. Third and a long, long way.
And what's the rule? If you can see their numbers in the back, don't touch them?
I think so. Here's Hilla. He looks to pass, looks to his left, now flushed out of the pocket. He's just going to throw this one away as the only man out there was the far side lineman, the line judge, over by the marker, and the Huskies looking at a third down and 17.
And I think Hilla wanted to go to Gearing right over the middle, but Gearing, they chipped him right at the line, so he got tossed off his pattern that time, and I think that's where Hilla just said, oh, I'm got to toss it away. That's where I wanted to go.
They're going to call that intentional grounding? As there was no receiver over there, but what is...
He was in a pocket. He's between the hash marks, too, so I'm guessing that's what they're discussing right now. A flag is on the field.
That flag came in really, really late. Intentional grounding. And a loss of down will give the Huskies a fourth down and forever. They're going to call this intentional grounding penalty, and they're going to spot this one all the way back to the 28-yard line.
A reel in here on the reverse here, possible.
Now we get a whistle and a timeout will be taken by the Little Falls Flyers. 6:07 to play, 4th and 28 the Huskies looking at. We'll take a 30 on KSM Albany. So 6:07 to play, third quarter. Randy Rothstein, Joe Gill with you. Friday Night Lights at Michael Field, homecoming 2016. 13-0 Albany facing a fourth down and 28.
I saw that last setup where they had Gearing split to the far right. Then they had Huberty in the slot. So I think Gearing is going to take the attention. Then you'll see Huberty just cut right down midfield.
Gehring right, Parker Reeland left. Hilla deep drop. Hilla goes to the end zone, and that ball's going to be overthrown and downing into the end zone is the gentleman who intercepted it away in that far corner of the end zone. I think it's number 10, Ben Sawada.
Yeah, that was way overthrown and intended for Gehring. Gehring and two guys covering him in the end zone that time.
Well, we know Hilla can throw that ball about 40 yards, Joe. That was a nice tight spiral there by Ethan Hilla.
Yeah, second time in the game the Huskies have been deep inside the 20 or the
third.
10. Third time.
Yeah.
Where they were, I guess, right before halftime.
You bet.
So third time they were unable to put points on the board.
And here comes that flyer offense. Erdman in the backfield. Gross under center. Wings. One of those wings starts in motion. Hand off Erdman. Erdman tries to turn that right corner, and boy, there's that gang tackling of the Albany Huskies coming up to help on the play. Some of the linebackers, and then a corner comes in there too over on that far side of the field.
Yeah, Reeland, Kulzer, Mels Moen also in on the play. You had Tucker Dingman, four guys on that far side.
3-0 Albany, 5:35 to play. That's something called a ball control offense. If you give your opponent the ball with like 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Second down and about a dozen. Motion man, handoff Erdman. He'll break this one right over his right guard, right tackle. Goes over the 25 to about the 26. It's going to bring up third down and about five.
Unofficially, 9 carries and 35 yards for Erdman.
He's got all the yards. Erdman has been the lone offense for Little Falls tonight. Receivers right and left. Gross drops back to pass, throws a little slant over the middle. That pass will be incomplete. Defending on the play, Tucker Dingman for the Albany Huskies. The intended receiver is Ben Sawada.
Yeah, Sawada, 5'11 junior. Just a collision right when that ball got there will force Little Falls to punt.
We'll see some white-pantsed Albany Huskies come onto the field right now as the coaches give a few extra players some playing time. I know Devin Gertkin is in there now for the Albany Huskies, also on the field. Austin Omscheid, two-man drop back for the Huskies, expecting Erdman's punt. And that kick on the way. Erdman, high kick. Carter Huberty fields it at the 50. He stiff-arms his defender. Carter still on his feet, down to the 40-yard line, and that little man, Carter Huberty, carries the football inside the 40, and the Little Falls saying he coughed it up at the end, but the officials not indicating anything like that.
Yeah, Huberty, 5'9", 157, plays a lot bigger than that on the field.
We talked about field position all night, and here again, Joe Gill, field position's going to be so very important in the second half. As Albany drove it down the length of the football field, the Flyers didn't have great field position. And now with the punt, Albany gets great field position back. First and 10 from the Flyer 39-yard line. Three back set for Albany. Handoff Mels Moen. Over that left side, Derek stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, second and 10.
Mels Moen, 6 carries and 60 yards tonight at a big 51-yard gainer a few minutes ago.
Mel's going to come out. Carter Huberty in. Parker Reeland set up on the left. Huberty here on the right. One back in the backfield, and Carter moved, and there goes that penalty flag. Huberty jumped a little bit early. False start on the Albany Huskies. It'll be second and 15. Huberty comes out, Mels Moen back in. Second and 15, ball back at the 44-yard line. Joe Gill will have some score updates for you as they continue to roll in tonight.
Have Piers leading Eden Valley 28-14.
They pitch it to Alex Wolf over on that left side, and Wolfie's had some success just stringing it out tonight. He'll get those penalty yards back. That's about it. Maybe an extra yard. Let's call it a gain of 6 and 3rd and 9.
Right now, Upsala Swanville leading Browerville 7-6. Browerville's state-ranked team. New London Spicer leading Cathedral at the half, 26-0.
The Wildcats, after getting thumped by Albany last week, coming back tonight. Third about nine. Hilla looks to pass, and he is going to be sacked back at the Flyer 47-yard line. Boy, not giving up any ground. And coming in is Hunter Swanson to sack Hilla.
Yeah, 6'2", 230. He had a big hit. Just didn't let Hilla get out of his grasp and ripped him back on his backside at the 45.
There are some big players on that line for Little Falls. And we'll see the Huskies' first punt of the evening. Alex Wolf waiting for that snap. Low snap, and Wolf will get it off. And this football will roll and into the end zone. Boy, that rolled ever so slowly and just about stopped. But it rolls into the end zone. 20-yard line is where they'll bring it out to. 2:30 to play, third quarter, 13-0 Huskies here on KASM Albany. Stay tuned. Our postgame show tonight, also following our postgame show, we will have After the Game with Ryan Phelps.
Other scores coming in. Moorhead leading Apollo 26-14. Dassel, Colcato, Litchfield tied up at 8-8 right now.
2.5 minutes to play here, third quarter. Under center, Michael Gross. Here's the pitch. Going to go to Jennings, and Jennings brought down by his ankles at the 22-yard line. Nice open field tackle by Carter Huberty.
Yeah, Carter coming in. Nice job. Nice tackle from his secondary spot.
Be second down. Let's call it seven, as Jennings will get three. Minute 55, clock will continue to run. Two receivers set up to the left of Gross, one on the right. Erdman lined up next to Gross in the shotgun, and here's a pass that goes right through Johnny Gehring's hands, incomplete.
Yeah, Johnny Gehring right there, Andy, had his hands on it, just could not control it.
13-0 Huskies. Gross waits for the play to come in. And a receiver set up out on the right. That's Zach Opatz. One here on the near side, the left, the short side of the field. And fumbling the football is the Flyers' Gross. And I think the Flyers fell back on top of it. But that's not going to serve them anything good there. So it's going to bring up fourth down and about nine. Actually, they spot it behind the line of scrimmage, fourth down and 11. Fourth and 11, a minute 22 to play, as kicking it away will be Erdman. Carter Huberty, Derek Meldsmoen will stand right around the 40-yard line. Here comes the Husky kick rush, and high kick by Erdman that will go out of bounds right around the 47-yard line. And first down and 10 for the Albany Huskies. First and 10. Ethan Hilla getting some instruction from Mike Kleinschmidt as he comes back onto the field with a minute 4 to play.
So five out of seven times, Randy, starting in Little Falls territory tonight.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And 13-0, just a 13-0 score. Hats off to the Flyer defense. They've held this Husky run offense in check tonight. Here's Wolf, the ball carrier. Alex will get two on the play, second and about eight.
Yeah, 22 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown for Wolf tonight.
Well, I guess, I say in check, but they kept him out of the end zone. That's what they've done, because the Huskies have quite a few yards on the ground tonight. It's just they haven't been able to punch it in that red zone. Second and eight, down to about 30 seconds to play. The handoff will go to Wenning. Wenning is down on the ground as the ball pops loose. And it'll Third down for the Albany Huskies, third and about seven.
Yeah, the Huskies, it's like driving to again, but just never stopping, never getting anywhere. And they're putting on a lot of miles on a car, just never getting, you know, into the end zone, never getting anywhere, but really putting up yardage.
That looks like it's going to do it here as the clock will wind down in the third quarter. 13-0 Huskies leading the Flyers here after three. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. Be back with fourth quarter action after these Sports Booster messages. Here we go. Fourth quarter. Alex from Mr. Ethan Hilla. Wolf gets the first down for the Albany Huskies. The end of the play. Alex fumbles it down around the and the Flyers recover.
Yards at a first down, that ball popping out at last minute. And, well, second turnover, first one that really is a difference maker possibly is the Flyers here get the football back here to start this fourth quarter.
They'll get it back right around the 29-yard line, their own 29-yard line. They start first and 10. So another of the Albany Husky drives stalled this time because of a turnover. And in for the Flyers, Michael Gross. 6-foot junior quarterback. He'll work out of the shotgun. Erdman lined up next to him. Two receivers right and left. Gross looks to pass. He's hit as he lets it go. They're saying he was not throwing the football, and they're going to call it a fumble. Oh, but he's going to get it back.
Yeah, Melsmoen on the quarterback sack, and it looked like his arm was going forward, I'm guessing, and I think you'll have a little conversation go on here, Randy.
I think so. I don't think they're going to reverse the call, though, Joe, as the officials on the field saying it was a fumble.
Yeah, that ball was up by his right ear. I mean, he had it up and ready to fire.
I guess the Little Falls bench is just furious with the officiating crew, and now the official is going to go over and talk with the Little Falls head coach. And that's the thing, too. Was he maybe doing a little bit of a pump fake, step up in the pocket?
I think he was in motion. I thought it was an incomplete pass all the way, but I'm not the one making the call either.
Right, and I mean, high school football, you have no instant replay, so I don't foresee this call being changed at all.
And the other officials were saying, move the sticks, you know, let's get going. They're saying, yeah, you know, I got wet socks here, let's roll.
11:36 to play. The Huskies get the ball back in what is probably better field position than they left it. Turnover ago, Ethan Hilla will hand off. Carter Huberty, or no, it's Melsmoen with the carry. Melsmoen down to about the 27. He'll pick up two, second and eight.
Seems like the hitting is getting harder, Randy, as we go on.
It is, yeah, it's tight. It's tough there in the box tonight, that's for sure. And the footing is just so bad that I don't think the guys really can make some good moves. Here's Wolf. They'll sweep him to the left. Alex looking for that block to spring him. Nothing there. He'll get inside the 25 to about the 23. It's going to bring up third and about four.
Getting some other scores coming in here. Right now, Ricori leading Tech 21-14 tonight.
Third and four. The ball sitting on the 23-yard line. 13-0 Albany if you're just joining us here on KASM tonight.
Got Becker leading Zimmerman 19-10.
Alex Wolf, a little stutter step as he waits for his hole to open. And it does indeed as he's inside the 15-yard line. Right around the 14-and-a-half-yard line, first down for Albany.
Yeah, so far unofficially 25 carries for 108 for Wolf. Nice hard run on that right side.
So a first down, a first and 10. They're going to spot that ball right on the 15-yard line. Here's Hilla. Hands off to Wolf. Wolf just lowers his head. Burrows his way down to about 11-yard line. And the Huskies just keep pounding, just keep pounding the Flyers.
Yeah, nice blocking. Huckenpohler, Almdahl, you got Sting up there. Also Tyler Ritter coming in. other faces on that offensive line. You got Calzer doing a great job as well for Albany. You got Nathan Dilley.